Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, the Irish Times is reporting today that the government is insisting that the presidential oath, which involves making the oath in the presence of Almighty God, should remain, and that such declarations are necessary in a democratic society in the interests of public safety. The government position has been revealed as part of a case taken by the co-leader of the Social Democrats, Roisin Shortall, and others to the European Convention on Human Rights. I'm joined now by Michael Nugent, chairperson of Atheist Ireland. Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening.
And the case being taken by Roisin Shortall, Sinn Féin's John Brady, Senator David Norris, Fergus Finlay, Professor David McConnell, they say that if one of them was elected president, they would have to make an oath which they have a conscientious objection to, and they're challenging the oath required to the members of the Council of State. Can you explain it a little more or just give us the background, please?
Well, first of all, there are three clauses in the Constitution. One is for president and one for judges, and the others for members of the Council of State, which includes the Taoiseach and Taoiseach, so they're involved in this as well. All of those people, in order to take office, have to swear an oath to God, and the oath also includes, may God direct and sustain me. Now, the UN Human Rights Committee has repeatedly told Ireland that that breaches human rights law. Ireland has, in fact, told the UN that it has approved consideration of an amendment to the Constitution to provide an alternative secular declaration. They have, in terms of the courts, where the wording isn't in the Constitution, you're allowed to take an alternative secular declaration. So they know that it's wrong. They know it's wrong to force this. They know that they're not telling the truth when they say that it's necessary in a democratic society, because otherwise they wouldn't have been saying those other things. So what's happening now is it's just absolutely disgraceful that they are openly, the government is openly promoting religious discrimination at the European Court of Human Rights.
It's a tradition, I suppose, is how we say it. I swear by Almighty God, or people will be familiar with the terminology. It's what we have in democratic society, according to our government. You don't accept that, Michael?
Well, no. I mean, it's a tradition, but I mean, we've had a lot of traditions. We had a blasphemy law that was tradition for a long time, and that's gone because we recognise that breaches the rights of conscience of non-religious people, and indeed some religious people. If you look at it the other way around, I think there's probably, because of that argument you're saying, the tradition argument, people, because it's the status quo, just are immune to the discrimination. But if you look at it the other way around, if you imagined that the Constitution required religious people to swear that there's no God in order to be a Taoiseach or Taoiseach or a president or a judge, people would immediately recognise that that's wrong.
There'd be uproar. President Higgins had raised the issue himself, said the oath should be removed and replaced with an affirmation himself.
Yeah, and so did several members of his Council of State a few years ago. And it's not just a hypothetical issue. It has actually had an impact on the conscience of at least one person, which is Eamon Gilmore. When he was Taoiseach, he had to swear the oath in order to be on the Council of State. And he was on record as saying that he doesn't believe in God. But the legal advice that he had was that you cannot be Taoiseach without being on the Council of State, because it's one of the roles in the Constitution. So he had to swear an oath that went against his conscience.
And I suppose to some, if you look at it that way, it makes a mockery of the whole thing if he's swearing something he doesn't believe in. But what's the alternative? An affirmation, would it suffice?
Well, an affirmation would be the way to do it. And Atheist Ireland is running a campaign called One Oath for All. And what we're saying is that what you should have for these high positions, you should just swear to uphold the law and the Constitution. And in terms of courts, all you have to do is swear to tell the truth. In fact, you don't even need an oath in courts. The judge just has to tell you if you don't tell the truth, you're committing perjury and there'll be consequences.
I was just going to say, for most of us, we're not going to become president, or we're not going to be sworn on to the Council of State. But where people may come across it, and listeners might be familiar with it, is in a court sitting. You no longer have to put your hand on the Bible and swear by Almighty God to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You can affirm as well, can't you?
You can, but there's another angle of that which actually came up at the European Court of Human Rights, where the current case is happening, which was some Greek citizens who were given that option in a court in Greece. They took a case to the Court of Human Rights on the basis that even by being given that option, they were being forced to indirectly reveal their religious or non-religious beliefs, which is a breach of their freedom of conscience, and the court found in their favour. So it's a lot simpler to just say you just have one affirmation for everybody, And your religious or non-religious beliefs have nothing to do with it. They don't have to come into it.
And Michael, would we require a referendum if we were to change that? Is that part of the reason maybe for resisting this for the government?
It could well be. You need a referendum to change the constitution, but we needed a referendum to change the constitution on blasphemy, and we did that.
Okay, thanks for joining me there, Michael Nugent, chairperson of Atheist Ireland. We'll be talking about driving instructions and the theory test. Should it be taught at schools next?